Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The choice that changes everything. The eclipse by Rising Sign. Where is Venus being crowned for you on February 17th? As I go through this, how to listen? Your Pisces house is the choice. Where Venus in exaltation makes her sovereign decision at 8 degrees Pisces in her own bounds. Also in your chart, Venus rules two houses, Taurus and Libra. Both will receive blessing and review. From 2025 to 2026, what dissolves versus what gets chosen with sovereignty? Then the transformation will be from old pattern to empowered pattern. The question, what this moment asks of you. And then to watch for is practical manifestations. Y'all ready to do this? Aries rising. Your Pisces choice is the 12th house. Spirituality, unconscious, hidden work, endings, and retreat. Venus rules your second house. Taurus, money, values, worth. 7th house, Libra, partnerships and contracts. In 2025, you gave from wounds disguised as generosity in relationships, in what you accepted financially, and patterns you couldn't name. In 2026, you choose spiritual liberation. The hidden room becomes the throne room. The eclipse revolutionizes your social networks. Aquarius clip in the 11th. While you make a sovereign choice about spiritual work and unconscious patterns, Venus in the 12th. This hidden choice affects both your self-worth and money, second, and your partnership, seventh, simultaneously. What you release spiritually frees both your wallet and your relationships. Your transformation, from proving worth through partnerships to embodying worth before mirroring it. Question. Can you stop negotiating your value and start living from it? What are you releasing spiritually that will free both your wallet and relationship? Watch for a relationship pattern ending without drama, just inevitably. Financial fear dissolving through spiritual practice. Dreams revealing what's complete. Therapy or solitude clarifying what partners reflect versus create. The relief of no longer overgiving. Taurus rising. Your Pisces choice is the 11th house. Community, networks, groups, your future vision and hopes. Venus governs your first house, Taurus, self, identity, body, and it's your chart ruler. And your 6th house, Libra, daily work, health, routine. In 2025, you learn which communities were safety nets versus soul tribes. In 2026, you choose belonging without compromising identity. Your chart ruler in exaltation, choosing your future, this is maximum personal power. The eclipse revolutionizes your career and public role. Aquarius eclipse in the 10th, while you choose your community and future vision. Venus in the 11th. Both your identity, first chart ruler, and daily work, 6th, must align with this new social destiny. The groups you join reshape both who you are and how you live each day. Your transformation is from fitting in to belonging while staying sovereign. Question, does your environment reflect who you're becoming or who you used to be? What community are you choosing that supports both your body and your daily work? Watch out for new collaborators appearing who match your evolution. Social circles reorganizing around truth, not comfort. Daily routines supporting your body's wisdom. Health practices that honor pleasure. Work rhythms aligning with your highest aspirations. Recognition that you've outgrown predictability. Gemini rising, your Pisces choice is 10th house. Career, public role, reputation, authority, legacy. Venus governs your fifth house, Libra, creativity, romance, art, joy, and your 12th house, Taurus, spirituality, hidden gifts, unconscious. In 2025, your calling felt foggy, ambition versus authenticity unclear. In 2026, you stepped in professional sovereignty. What lived in private imagination now demands public form. Your integration. The eclipse revolutionizes your philosophy and beliefs. Aquarius eclipse in the ninth. While you claim your career and public role, Venus in the 10th. Both your creativity and romance, 5th, and your spiritual and hidden work, 12th, support this professional choice. The magic you've been hiding becomes the career, blessed by both art and intuition. Your transformation from hiding brilliance behind preparation to embodying the mission. Question: what career or public role are you choosing that serves both your creative joy and your spiritual truth? Are you ready to be seen without softening your magnitude? Watch out for the career pivot that merges art with authority. Recognition arriving not as validation, but as a response. Create a voice wanting structure. The magic becoming the profession, not hidden from it. Public role that doesn't require dimming. Projects moving from imagination to commitment. Cancer rising. Your Pisces choice is the ninth house. Beliefs, philosophy, higher learning, travel, expansion, and teaching. Venus governs your fourth house, Libra, home, family, roots, foundation. And 11th house, Taurus, community, networks, future. In 2025, inherited beliefs about how life should look were challenged. In 2026, you choose a worldview that matches your maturation. Your future grows larger than the life you were raised to expect. The eclipse revolutionizes your shared resources and intimacy. Aquarius in the 8th, while you expand through philosophy and higher learning. Venus in the 9th. Both your home foundation, 4th, and your community networks, 11, provide the safety net for this expansion. Your roots are strong enough to support your reach. The transformation from searching for truth to knowing your way home. Question: can you outgrow the story you came with without abandoning where you began? What belief system are you choosing that supports both your future and your foundation? Be on the lookout for educational or spiritual opportunities that feel slightly intimidating, but say yes. Travel or teaching paths opening, publishing or sharing wisdom, beliefs shifting from inherited to chosen, home foundation strong enough to support expansion, community reflecting new philosophy, permission to want more than family expected. Leo rising. Your Pisces choice falls in the 8th house. Intimacy, shared resources, transformation, depth, other people's money, psychology. Venus governs your 3rd, Libra, communication, voice, siblings, and local. And 10th house, Taurus, career, reputation, and legacy. In 2025, you discovered where you were over-invested and under-received. In 2026, you choose sacred exchange, vulnerability with boundaries, trust with clarity. The eclipse revolutionizes partnerships and contracts. Aquarius eclipse in the 7th, while you transform through intimacy and shared resources. Venus in the 8th. Both your communication, voice, 3rd, and your career legacy, 10th, are reshaped by choosing mutuality over depletion. Speaking truth in deep bonds affects both your message and your authority. Your transformation from fear of loss to mastery of exchange. Your question: Does what you give match what you receive? What intimacy are you choosing that aligns with both your voice and your legacy? Be on the lookout for financial shifts exposing power dynamics. Intimacy evolution demanding honest conversation. Speaking what remain unspoken in professional or personal bonds. Career choices reflecting psychological breakthrough. Voice carrying authority earned through depth. Legacy requiring mutuality, not silent resentment. Virgo rising, your Pisces choice is the seventh house. Partnerships, marriage, contracts, one-on-one relationships, and your open enemies. Venus rules two houses, second house Libra, values, money, resources, and ninth, Taurus, philosophy, beliefs, higher mind, expansion. In 2025, you saw projects for what they were. In 2026, you choose partnership that expands rather than shrinks your world. Love matures from idealism into sustainability. The eclipse revolutionizes your daily work and health. Aquarius eclipse in the sixth, while you crown partnership itself, Venus in the seventh. Both your values and money, second, and your philosophy and beliefs, ninth, must align with who you choose. The relationship affects both what you value and what you believe is possible. The transformation from fixing the other to witnessing the beloved. Question: does this connection honor the life I'm growing into? What partnership am I choosing that serves both my values and my worldview? Watch out for someone meeting this version of you that redefines worth. Relationships requiring values alignment, not values compromise. Partnership supporting philosophical expansion, commitment, or release. Both with profound peace. Love becoming structure you can live inside. Beliefs about relationship maturing into reality. Libra rising, your Pisces choice is in the sixth house. Daily work, health, service, routines, habits, body care. Venus governs your first house, Libra, self, identity, presence. It's your chart ruler. And your eighth house, Taurus, shared resources, intimacy, transformation. In 2025, you confuse devotion with depletion. In 2026, you choose routines that feel sacred, not sacrificial. Your chart ruler, choosing daily life, your entire presence shifts. The eclipse revolutionizes creativity and romance. Aquarius eclipse in the fifth. While you sanctify daily work and health, Venus in the sixth. Both your identity, first, chart ruler, and your intimacy, transformation, eighth, are reshaped by making the mundane holy. How you spend each day determines how you become and who you attract. The transformation from surviving the day to sanctifying the routine. Question: does your daily life support the person you're trying to become? What routines are you choosing that honor both your identity and your depth? Be on the lookout for changes that feel practical but are transformational. Health improvements through pleasure, not punishment. Daily rhythm becoming devotional practices. Habits aligning with identity. Intimacy deepening through consistent care. Body wisdom honored. Small changes altering entire trajectory. Scorpio rising, your Pisces choice is the fifth house. Creativity, romance, joy, children, self-expression, pleasure, and play. Venus governs your seventh house, Taurus, partnerships, marriage, contracts, and 12th house, Libra, spirituality, hidden patterns, unconscious, and healing. In 2025, longing felt dangerous. In 2026, you choose joy without waiting for it to disappear. The heart opens without losing its armor. The eclipse revolutionizes home and foundation. Aquarius eclipse in the fourth. While you reclaim creativity, romance, and joy, Venus in the fifth. Both your partnership, seventh, and your spiritual hidden patterns, 12th, heal through choosing pleasure. Joy becomes the medicine that transforms both relating and unconscious wounds. Your transformation from painful longing to creative sovereignty. Question: can you experience joy without bracing for its loss? What pleasure are you choosing that heals both your partnership and your hidden patterns? Be on the lookout for romance feeling faded, yet clear-eyed. Creative calling returning with permission. Partnerships and solitude no longer at war. Art merging from healed patterns, not repeated wounds. Fertility, literally, strap up. No longer threatening, following what makes you vividly alive. Sagittarius rising. Your Pisces choice is the fourth house, home, family, roots, emotional foundation, your private life and belonging. Venus governs your sixth house, Taurus, daily work, health, and stability, and your 11th house, Libra, community, networks, future vision, and friendships. In 2025, you didn't know where you belong. In 2026, you build sanctuary capable of holding your spirit. Foundations evolve to support expansion. The eclipse revolutionizes communication and mindset. Aquarius eclipse in the third, while you root into home and emotional foundation. Venus in the fourth, both your daily work and health, sixth, and your community future, 11th, need this foundation solid. Your base camp must support both the climb and the tribe waiting at the peak. The transformation from homelessness of spirit to sacred rooting. Question: is the life you return to each night strong enough to hold who you becoming? What foundations are you building that supports both your work and your future? Be on the lookout for home shifts creating peace, not just change. Family dynamic softening, emotional architecture reorganizing, daily structures supporting long-range dreams, work life and friendship aligning with private truth, discovering that security enables rather than restricts. Jupiter, your chart ruler, trining from Cancer, profound blessing on foundation. Capricorn rising, your Pisces choice, third house, communication, voice, mindset, siblings, local environment, short trips, learning. Venus governs your fifth house, Taurus, creativity, romance, pleasure, joy, and your 10th house, Libra, career, reputation, authority, and your public role. In 2025, you silenced truth that sounded too soft. In 2026, you speak vision into existence. Your voice becomes your most valuable currency. The eclipse revolutionizes values and worth. Aquarius eclipse in the second, while you articulate vision through communication. Venus in the third. Both your creativity and joy, fifth, and your career reputation, 10th, respond to this spoken truth. The words you choose reshape both your art and your authority. Your transformation from silencing the self to articulating the vision. Question: are you ready for your voice to change your life? What are you speaking that serves both your creativity and your career? Be on the lookout for communication redirecting professional trajectory. Writing, speaking, or teaching opportunities emerging. Message wanting to move through you. Creative expression, finding public platform. Career, responding to articulated vision. Clarity, arriving through expression, not before it. Words, carrying authority. Stop waiting for the perfect moment to speak. Speak now. Say it with your chest. Aquarius rising. Your Pisces choice is the second house, money, value, self-worth, resources, possessions, your earning capacity. Venus rules your ninth house, Libra, philosophy, beliefs, higher learning, expansion. Taurus rules your fourth house, home, family, roots, foundation. In 2025, scarcity lived in the gap between dream and reality. In 2026, you choose worth rooted in truth, not performance. Abundance arrives through alignment. The eclipse revolutionizes your entire identity and body. Aquarius eclipse in the first. While you redefine values and worth, Venus in the second. Both your home foundation, fourth, and your philosophy and expansion, ninth, stabilize through this. What you're worth financially must match both your roots and your beliefs. The transformation from underestimating value to raising the standard. Your question, have you been settling for less than what you're worth? What worth are you claiming that stabilizes both your foundation and your worldview? Be on the lookout for financial opening reflecting evolved values. Self-worth awakening that recalibrates everything. Income aligning with expansion. Family foundation supporting philosophical growth. Resources flowing when life matches truth. Redefining what deserves your time and energy. Security growing through authenticity, not compromise. Pisces rising. Your Pisces choice is the first house. Self-identity, body, your presence, how you meet the world, and your personality. Venus governs your third, Taurus, communication, voice, mindset, and local. And eighth house, Libra, intimacy, shared resources, transformation, depth. In 2025, you dissolve. In 2026, you crown yourself. This is your coronation. Venus exalted in your first house is maximum embodied sovereignty. The eclipse revolutionizes spirituality and hidden work, Aquarius, eclipse in the 12th, while you embody total identity transformation, Venus in the first. Both your communication voice, third, and your intimacy depth, eighth, are recalibrated. Becoming yourself changes both how you speak and how you love. The transformation from drowning in the collective to walking on water. Man, who you think you are? Jesus? Your question, are you ready to live as the person you've been becoming? What self are you embodying that transforms both your voice and your intimacy? Be on the lookout for total identity glow up that others immediately notice. Voice carrying transformative power. Speak carefully, but don't soften truth. Relationships reorganizing around the new you. Some will meet you there, some won't. Both are correct. Communication becoming intimate, intimacy becoming clear. Body and presence radiating mature grace. This is not a reinvention, it's a revelation. Just to reiterate the timeline, this applies for all rising signs. February 17th, eclipse and Venus conjunction with the North Node, the choice. February 22nd, Venus trine Jupiter in Cancer, the blessing. Find your Cancer house for where protection comes from. February 26th, Mercury stations retrograde, same house as Venus. The review begins. February 28th, Venus conjunct Mercury retrograde, the conversation, clarity demanded. March 4th, Venus sextile Uranus, 27 degrees Taurus. The revolution supports the vision. Find your Taurus house. March 6th, Venus exits Pisces. The integration complete. The eclipse creates revolution in one area, while Venus makes sovereign choices in another. Both of Venus's ruled houses receive blessings of that choice simultaneously. You're not being asked to choose blindly. You do have emotional confirmation, Jupiter trine, built-in review, Mercury retrograde, revolutionary support, Uranus sextile, maximum dignity, Venus exalted, in her own bonds. The question isn't what will happen. The question is, what are you choosing? And you have the wisdom to make that choice well. Choose wisely. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. Send me a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit booking. I would like to have that private conversation with you. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for the work, I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Appreciate you in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.